I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm trolling through my more than 60 years in the musical world. The last time we were listening to Nancy Griffith's Grammy Award-winning album, Other Voices, Other Rooms, and this album really had a big impact on me in many, many ways. And I guess today we're going to be exploring some of the artists and the avenues it led me down. And I'm going to start off with the version of Tom Paxton's classic song that we recorded on Nancy's album. And this is I Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound.
It's a long and dusty road, and it's a hard and heavy load. The folks I meet ain't always kind. Well, some are bad and some are good, and some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble and mine. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, just doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are a-wandering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Had me a buddy back home, and he started out to roam. He's out by the Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes a-ringing through. And I'm going out to see him someday. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Well, if you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, well, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, just lace them up and bar the door, and thank your stars for the roof that's over you. Because I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Nancy Griffith there singing Tom Paxton's classic Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound on the Other Voices, Other Albums. Other Rooms album. And this, of course, led me back to Tom Paxton, who I'd known since the middle 60s, when he and Bob Dylan were really the leaders of the songwriting group that came up into the new ranks of folk music. And so we all did a show down in Austin, Texas to celebrate this album. And Tom was on that show and started talking to me about the possibility of our working together. And we did work together. He came up to Nashville. We went to Jack Clement's studio, where I'd had so much success. And we recorded a beautiful album called Wearing the Time. And Tom had also been introduced by Nancy to the music of Iris DeMent and immediately responded to her voice. And this is his song, Along the Verdigris, the river in Oklahoma, back where he came from. And Iris's voice just goes so beautifully with Tom on this record.
Everywhere I look today, everything is green. Oklahoma's prettier now than I have ever seen. High up in the cottonwood, an eagle makes her nest. Evening on the verdigris, the time I love the best. Down along the verdigris, the seasons come and go. Life is right beside you here and you can feel it flow. Down beneath the Arkansas and rolling to the sea. All the way to New Orleans from here on the verdigris. Come and take a walk with me along the verdigris. I'll show you a sunset, that's the way it's meant to be. Blackbird heading homeward at the closing of the day. But just like me, the verdigris is where he means to stay. Down along the verdigris, the seasons come and go. Life is right beside you here and you can feel it flow. Down beneath the Arkansas and the rolling to the sea. All the way to New Orleans from here on the verdigris. My first steps were taken where her muddy waters flow. All my life I've walked these hills are what I know. I tried life in Tulsa, did not do a thing for me. I long to hear the birds in song along the verdigris. Down along the verdigris, our seasons come and go. Life is right beside you here and you can feel it flow. Down to meet the Arkansas and rolling to the sea. All the way to New Orleans from here on the verdigris. Down to meet the Arkansas and rolling to the sea. All the way from here on the verdigris.
Oh, there you have it with Tom Paxton and Iris DeMent on Tom's album. Wearing the Time. That's Down Along the Verdigris. And, Tom's voice has just stayed so warm over the years. He hasn't lost a bit of the timbre that really established him as a major artist. And as a songwriter, I must say, over a course of 40 or 50 years now, Tom has never flagged in his creativity. But let's listen now. We did a live album at the famous club in the D.C. area, the Birchmere, and in the course of that evening, Tom had to sing this song, which is probably his, as far as I'm concerned, his best song. If you have to have best, this is one of them, certainly The Last Thing on My Mind.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I couldn't loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
You got reasons aplenty for going.
This I know, this I know.
For the weeks have been steadily growing.
Please don't go. Please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As we walk, all my thoughts keep a-tumbling round and round, round and round. Underneath our feet, the subway rolling underground, underground. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Trace left behind. Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast dies aborted, without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing on my mind.
Oh, yeah. Tom Paxton there with the classic, That Was the Last Thing on My Mind. helped out there by Robin and Linda Williams, John Gorka, Stuart Duncan on the fiddle, Mike Aldridge on the dobro. It was quite a night at the Birchmere in the middle of a blizzard. The fact that everybody got there and the audience got there, and we had quite a fantastic night. And as I say, that was one of the great side blessings of the Other Voices, Other Rooms album, was that of Nancy Griffiths, that it led me to Tom Paxton again. And it also led me to the next fellow who you'll hear on this cut of The Night Rider's Lament by Michael Burton, Michael Burton's great song. And the yodeling in this song is by Don Edwards, great cowboy singer. And let's listen to Nancy do that.
While I was out riding, the graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. And he asked me, why do you ride for your money? And why do you hope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Gone crazy out there. He said, last night I ran into Ginny. They'd married and have a good life. Oh, you sure missed the track when you never came back. She made the perfect professional's wife. And she asked me, why do you ride for your money? Short day. You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Oh, you must have gone crazy out there. But they've never seen the northern lights. They've never seen a hawk on the wing. They've never seen the spring hit the Great Divide. And they never heard old Camp Cookin' sing. Black Jim. Well, little Dougie rode up to relieve me. He just looked at my letter and grinned. And he asked me, why do they ride for the money? And why do they rope for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere and they're losing their share. Be crazy out there, 'cause they've never seen the northern lights. They've never seen a hawk on the wing. They've never seen the spring hit the Great Divide. And they've never heard old Camp Cookie sing.
Is Don Edwards, the best yodeler I've ever heard, except for Eldon Britt, was way back on the Hayloft Jamboree. But Don really blew me away with his singing on that song. and I hadn't met him before. So it was very exciting to be introduced to such a voice. And Don was very happy with the recording situation with Nancy. And one thing led to another, and he asked me if I would be willing to help him make an album. And he'd made a couple of albums in Nashville, and it hadn't been the greatest experience for him. He felt a bit intimidated by the studio musicians in Nashville, and I know how this can happen. And I said to him, well, we don't have to do it here. Why don't we do it where you want to do it? And where he wanted to do it was where he came from, in Fort Worth, Texas, with the musicians that he knew down there that were really schooled in the Western style of music. And I said, that would be just fine with me. So we went down there and had just a fantastic time. And here's the title of the album. It's called West of Yesterday. Came out on Warner Western Records. And let's listen to the title song, West of Yesterday, with Don Edwards.
In the evening's twilight, melancholy shadows stray down the trail of memory from west of yesterday. The night's a time for thinking back to days of long ago, and my favorite cowboy hero, and that famous horse he rode. They rode the open range out across the silver screen, over sawdust trails and purple sage, and in a young man's dream. Dreams don't last forever, but memories never die. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix will always ride. Remember his last sundown, he watched a crimson desert sky. Do you think he knew the morning doves were singing their last goodbye? Do you think he chose this place to die? Did he plan his destiny? The answer's in the desert wind, where his spirit still rides free. He rides on heaven's range, beyond the mountain's purple haze, over stardust trails and golden clouds, in that land of endless days. It's the land where dreams come true and memories come alive. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix will always ride. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix and Tony will always ride.
Good to the last chime there. Don Edwards with West of Yesterday, the title of his album that we made for Warner Western. And I've got to say a couple of things here. Don and I almost crossed paths back in Boston when I was starting out. The star of the Hayloft Jamboree was this great yodeler named Elton Britt. And the fiddler on our first album that Bill Keith and I made was a man named Herb Hooven. And not too long after that, Don Edwards, his father was working in the Boston area, and Don was living there, and he got to know Elton Britt and also Herb Hooven, and it was just a fluke of fate that we never met back then, and an even further fluke that we met finally through Nancy Griffith and the Other Voices album. And then when we went down to Fort Worth, as I say, there were these musicians that he knew, and they were all steeped in the Western tradition. And I didn't want to come on like a guy from Nashville who had all the answers to all their problems. And one fella in particular in the band, I could tell, was a veteran, and his name was Tom Morell. They called him the Wolf, and he was a crusty guy. He had a no-pedal steel guitar. It had an ashtray bolted to it and a place for a beer and lots of scars on it, and a few scars on him, too. And I knew that I had to win this man over, and you could hear his playing on that beautiful, beautiful steel guitar back of Don's voice. And when we got through the first day, we had a very good day. Don was singing so effortlessly. Everybody was playing so beautifully. And it was about 110 degrees out there on the sidewalk in Fort Worth when we got out of the studio. And it was obviously time for something cold to drink. And we got to the bar. And before I could do it, Tom Morell bought me a beer. And that beer meant more to me. The respect that he was giving me. And sadly, he's gone now, but I will always remember that moment. And the other guys, the fiddle players, Snuffy Elmore and Bob Boatwright, had been part of the Bob Wills, the Texas Playboys band. Rich O'Brien, the guitar player, is one of the leading guitarists in the Western style. So it was a great experience for me to make this record with Don. And it won the Wrangler Award, which is the highest award this Western music can get, from the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. So I'm very proud of this record. So let's listen to another piece from that album. And this is I Wanted to Die in the Desert.
I wanted to die in the desert. I planned it for 20 years, alone with my God and my conscience, and not a sky pilot near. I meant what I said when I doped it. It threw a spell over me. The mesas, the sand, and the deadness was a place I wanted to be. I've roamed, traveled all over. I've stood on the brink of hell. I wooed it, I coaxed it, and I fought it. I was caught in its deadly spell. said when I croaked that I'd go to the desert to find my home. The snakes, the coyotes to watch over me, my headstone, a lone yucca pole. The death that I've cheated so often, it has pulled its freight into town. I can't get back to the desert. I am broke, not a penny I'm down. Life is a burden and not worth a while. I'll play that ace up my sleeve. It's poison, quick stuff, St. Peter. Adios to the world I leave. Cactus out where the desert wind moans. I wanted to die in the desert where the buzzards can peck all my bones. Ho, 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 hey, ho, 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 ho.
There you have it. I Wanted to Die in the Desert, Don Edwards, with the all-star band down there in Fort Worth from the album West of Yesterday, which, as I said, was the recipient of the Wrangler Award from the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. And that was a great moment in my life when I went out there to get that award. So it seems right at this point, all of a sudden, I was being drawn to the West and Western music. And my friend Pat Alger had teamed up with Ian Tyson, and Ian as to write a song. And Ian had, of course, been with his wife Sylvia, a big force in the early folk revival. And then after he and Sylvia broke up, Ian retired out to the West, and he got into raising cutting horses and really got away from music for a while. But when he came back with a bang, and he'd written these songs about the Western life, cowboy life, and he called this album Cowboyography. It came out on a great Canadian label called Stony Plain Records. And so Pat went out to Alberta to write with Ian, and they came back with this song. And let's listen to it. It's called 18 Inches of Rain.
Not a broke horse on the place. A pickup truck won't go. The tractor lost a wheel about a week ago. The wind is from the east, blowing hard across the plains. I'm high and lonesome, waiting for a change. Just give me one broke horse with a good fitting saddle that's easy on your back. One good woman who makes up the difference for everything I lack. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. The coffee's kinda bitter. Is it the water or the pot? Until I get to town, I'll make do with what I got. The Copenhagen's running low. I should quit it anyway. Me and this old outfit, we've both seen better days. Just give me one broke horse with a good fitting saddle that's easy on your back. One good old woman who makes up the difference for everything I lack. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue skies, 18 inches of rain. Just give me one broke horse with a good fitting saddle that's easy on your back. One good old woman who makes up the difference for everything I lack. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. Just give me clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. Just to give me clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain.
Ian Tyson, 18 Inches of Rain, a song that he wrote with Pat Alger and which got me into making this whole album with Ian. I had known Ian for a long time. Bill Keith and I went up to Toronto on our very first road trip in 1962 and met Ian and Sylvia then. And then over the years, Bill Keith eventually played in Ian's band, The Great Speckled Bird, and just had known him for many years and was such a pleasure to work with Ian. Like Tom Paxton, his voice has never failed, and his creative spirit has never failed. So we just had a great time making this album. And here's a song that he did that he took the words of a poem by a cowboy poet named Paul Zarzisky, who I didn't know anything about at the time, and he set them to music, changed the words somewhat, and set it to music, and came up with a song about a cowboy who's given it all up called Rodeo Road.
Take a walk with me, he said, down by the river. Got something to show you, something I want you to see. What the hell for, she said. It just leads to more grieving. I see you're packed and you're leaving on the rodeo road. One more time, please walk with me to the bridge on the river. threw down our pennies, and we wished on the star. And she hesitated. Too many nights she had waited. It had got so she hated the rodeo road. He said, I brought along my rigging bag, my spurs, my shaps, and saddle, 'cause I know the time has come to let 'em go. So hold on to me, darling, as I lean out from this trestle. And he dropped him into the waters down below. They stayed for long, long while, till the spell it was broken. Then they walked to the antler bar, hand in the rain. And outside the windside, inside the jukebox crack, he'd made his last ride on the rodeo road. But she'll always be his own, his very first lover, the rodeo road.
What a singer, Ian Tyson, The Rodeo Road, that he wrote with the cowboy poet Paul Zarzisky. And at this time, it just seemed like I was being led in ways that I can't even begin to fathom, because when Carol, my wife Carol, and I went out to the Cowboy Hall of Fame to get the Wrangler Award for Don Edwards' album, the winner of the poetry category that year in the for a Wrangler was none other than Paul Zarzisky, for his collection of poems called All This Way for the Short Ride. Paul had been a rodeo rider for about 15 years, and until his body started to tell him that poetry was a lot easier on his body than riding those broncs. At any rate, I met Paul, I heard him recite his poetry, and I turned to Carol. I said, I have to do something with him. He is undeniable. You can't get away from his energy. So we did. Struck up a great friendship with Paul. And I'd never done a poetry album before. And so I thought, well, let's get him in with he's such an energetic guy. He delivers his poems like he's riding a bronco. And so I decided to try out various musicians I knew and or I'd gotten to know. And one of them was Duane Eddy, the great and one and only Duane Eddy, who I'd gotten to know a little bit. And there was a poem of Paul's that I just thought might appeal to him. And I sent it to him, and he got right back to me. He said, yes, I will do this, called The Monte Carlo Express. Paul Zarzisky rhymes with bar whiskey.
Monte Carlo Express, box 258, 15.3 miles home. I've checked fence, doing 80 in a low-rider Chevrolet, springing the borrow pit like a pack mule that hates crossing running water. The torture is too much when a week's worth of mail, stacked beside me like a high school majorette, beckoning with her baton decades back when this car was showroom new, presses against me. I could never wait and still can't wait to open what's personal. Steering with my knees, jackknife gleaming in my lap, the wheel tilted down full, the Monty a roulette ball blur hugging hot asphalt, I shuffle through the stack and gamble, once again on 8 miles of two-lane straightaway. I frisbee bills in all business glassine windowed envelopes in which we poets never receive checks over the suicide seat headrest, toss junk mail to the floor mat collage on the shotgun side, stick love letters between my teeth, and maybe I'm better off not having tasted perfume for years. Esquire, slicker than a hot plastic sack of slimy grunion, slithers and slides over, under, and between the seats, leaving its Stetson cologne scent like a Madam's Tomcat mascot marking his turf on 2-for-1 night in a cowboy brothel. Old Monty drifts left across the double yellows on a hill, then right into the shoulder brome. Seed heads whipping the wheel wells clean, dust swirling in the side mirror, the day-glow rubber fish in place of plastic Jesus, dashing for the stuntmen grasshoppers, suction to the windshield, their front paws clasped in prayers that must have saved us from the bridge abutment already signed with 4 white crosses for those who did not quite make this curve because of booze, because of snooze, because of tire or tie rod, act of God failure, of car or heart, or the piss poor penmanship of a good friend loving me almost a cursive death with this letter.
Oh, good to the last twang, Duane Eddy with Paul Zarzisky's Monte Carlo Express. And my hopes were just realized immediately when we cut that musicians would respond to Paul, and we did a wonderful album together. And the name of the album was called Words Growing Wild. And that's a title of Paul's poem about growing up, listening to the words his mother, of the flowers his mother loved, and the flies, the fishing flies, the different names of the flies on his father's hat. And I asked Pat Alger to come up with something on his guitar to accompany this, and it was almost straight out of Andy Griffith. So here it is, Words Growing Wild, Paul Zarzisky.
Words Growing Wild in the Woods. A boy thrilled with his first horse. I climbed aboard my father, hunkering in hip boots below the graveled road berm. Kaminsky Creek, funneling to a rusty culvert. Hooking an arm behind one of my knees, he lifted with a grunt and laugh, his creel harness creaking, split-shot clattering in our bait boxes. I dreamed a Robin Hood paladin Sinbad life from those shoulders. His jugular pulse rumbled into the riffle of my pulse, my thin wrists against his Adam's apple, a whiskered knuckle, prickly as cucumbers in our garden, where I picked night crawlers, wet and moonlit, glistening between vines across the black soil. Eye level with an array of flies, every crayon color fastened to the silk band of his tattered fedora, the hat my mother vowed 1,000 times to burn, I learned to love the sound of words in the woods. Jock Scott, Silver Doctor, Mickey Finn, Quill Gordon, Gray Ghost booming in his voice through the spruce. At 5, my life rhymed with first flights, bursting into birdsong. I love the piquant smell of fiddleheads and trilliums, hickory and maple leaf humus, the petite bouquets of arbutus we picked for Mom. I love the power of my father's stride, thigh deep against the surge of dark swirls. Perched offshore on a boulder, safe from wanderlust but not from currents coiling below, I prayed to the apostles for a 10-pounder to test the steel of my telescopic pole, while Dad, working the water upstream and down, stayed always in earshot, alert and calling to me after each beaver splash between us. I still go home to relearn my first love for words echoing through those woods. I caught one, Dad! I caught one, Dad! Dad! Skipping like thin flat stones down the creek, and him galloping through popples, split shot ticking, to find me leaping for a fingerling. My first brookie twirling from a willow. Like a jewel.
Oh, beautiful Pat Alger. Putting the coda on Paul Zarzewski's great poem, Words Growing Wild, which was what we titled this album. I put this out on my own label, JRP Records, because I believe so much in Paul, and it's one of the great favorites of mine recording career, I suppose. It was so unusual, and Paul and I have remained such good friends over the years. He's nothing but fun to be with, but also a deep thinker and a wonderful, wonderful person. So, as I say, I was being led by one thing or another, and to come back to Nancy Griffith, she introduced me to this couple who had been very, very good to her when she was starting out in Austin, Texas, about 20 years earlier. And their name is Bill and Bonnie Hearn. And Bill has partial sight. Bonnie has no sight at all. But they have been a duo now for 35 years together. And I went to see them in Nashville. They came up with a group from the Kerrville Folk Festival to play at the Bluebird Cafe. And I went with Nancy and I met them. And immediately we wanted to do something. So we did a beautiful album. Well, another one of my favorites, I must say. I have an awful lot of favorite albums that I've worked on. I've been very lucky to do this work. And this is Nancy's song, Going Back to Georgia, with her singing with Bill and Bonnie Hearn.
Oh, the city snow makes your brown eyes shine. We gotta look real hard to find a reason to cry. New York, New York is a friend of the traveling kind. Oh, I'm coming around from years of hard times. He's chased me down through the towns and the miles once. Stilled by love, he was bound to roll on by.
And if you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share,
if you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there? Well, I'm long gone, darling. Lonesome blue, I've been thinking of leaving. I've been thinking of you. But that big city singing, man, I like the way that it shines. And as I have a mile from Canada, waiting on a train, wondering and wishing I could disappear again. I've been killed by love, still it takes me to the end of the line. And if you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share,
if you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there?
Troubled by love untrue, he's a fool who would drown in a fountain of youth. I can see that now as I'm walking, talking with you.
I've been blinded by the sun, washed in the rain, scattered in America, I'm scattering again.
But if you're heading south, darling, I guess I'm traveling with you.
If you feel my love won't leave you, your sorrow has been your share.
If you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there?
Yeah.
And if you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share,
if you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there?
Take me with you now.
Take me home.
Bill and Bonnie Hearn there with Nancy Griffith on Nancy's song, Going Back to Georgia. And we're going to close this out now with, as I say, Bill and Bonnie were very helpful to a lot of young artists down in Austin when they were starting out. And Nancy was one of them. And another one was Lyle Lovett. And Lyle had no hesitation in joining us on this celebration of their music. The name of the album was called Diamonds in the Rough. And that's a good description of Bill and Bonnie Hearn. Two finer people you'd never want to meet. So we're going to go out here with Lyle Lovett and Bill and Bonnie Hearn on Lyle's song, Walk Through the Bottomland.
Blue Jersey lady, I knew long ago she was lady, I'd say. And she met a cowboy who rode on the rodeo. He stole her heart straight away.
The New Jersey lady, she loved him so true. Another love she never had. But cowboys are lonesome, cowboys are blue, and they make the ladies so sad.
Sing me a melody, sing me a blues, walk through the bottomland without no shoes. The visor, she's running scared, she heard the news. Walk through the bottomland without no shoes.
The New Jersey lady knew he loved her too, and you know she tried to hold on. But the rodeo life was the life that he knew. He had to keep drifting along.
And she never married, she never would. You know all of the people they'd say. At the New Jersey lady, ah, she just ain't no good to follow a cowboy that way.
Sing me a melody, sing me a blues,
I hate to do it, but it's time to go, friends. This is Jim Rooney. That's Bill and Bonnie Hearn behind me with Lyle Lovett on their album Diamonds in the Rough on Warner Western Records. So this is Jim Rooney saying I'm in it for the long run, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Now the lady, she'd sing him to sleep in the night, then in the morning he'd go. She loved the darkness and hated the light along with that.